This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. They say that lions are the king of the jungle. But a recent study shows that a single spritz of oxytocin, a hormone known to promote social bonding, renders even the most ornery alpha a total pussycat. The findings appear in the journal iScience.
The greatest thing about watching lions is that lions are so openly and extravagantly affectionate with each other.
Craig Packer, director of the Lion Center at the University of Minnesota. He's been traveling to the Serengeti since the 1970s to study the social behavior of these big cats.
They just rub each other with their foreheads. Their chins are just in each other's faces. I mean, they're just really into each other. And then when they calm down and it's time to go back to sleep, you know, one will flop down and another will flop on top of it. So it's very endearing.
I've always loved lions.
Jessica Burkhart is a grad student in Packer's Pack.
But what is it about lions that is so different than their closest relative, the leopard, and then their next closest, the tiger, who are completely solitary?
And the first thing that came to mind was oxytocin.
They call oxytocin the love hormone, but that sounds like love potion number 9. I prefer to think of it as the affection hormone. If you have a nice warm hug, that burst of feeling you get, that's oxytocin. And so the lions would be like a perfect example of a species that you want to try to see what you could do with the oxytocin.
They conducted the study at a wildlife sanctuary in South Africa, where their first challenge was figuring out how to get the hormone into the lions.
Jessica surprised me with this perfume sprayer, which I just thought was so ingenious, and it worked out really, really well.
It's like a little glass bottle with a long tip, and then there's a bulb. So I have to pump the bulb, and then the tip is about 6 inches long.